Welcome back to the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet broadcasting podcast through Michigan Business Network and Rebel Pictures. So we just talked with two film members from one team for the GRFF 36-Hour Film Challenge. Now we're going to meet with two other team members from one team and then one lone duck from one that nobody else could make it out for his team. So let's introduce yourselves, please. Start with yourself, Dominic.
Yep. So, yeah, my name is Dominic Tulli. I was one of the editors for my team.
And what team were you on and what was the name of your film?
So the team's called Our Best Shot. So, like, essentially, we're going to take our best shot at this. That's kind of a joke. And then our...
Got that one. Thanks, Dom.
Yeah, and then our short film's called No Smoking.
Very good. Midori? Ivory?
Midori, Ivy.
Midori. I just said it and I screwed it up again. We'll edit that out.
No, keep it. We don't really have a name for our team, do we? Or
yeah, we do. It's Exposure Film Foundry and Livey Pictures.
Oh, yep. Oop.
I love the play on the word, the last name. I got it. So tell us a little bit about what your films were about. So without giving everything away, because I do want to kind of tease the audience a little bit to come out on Friday, the February 22nd, this Friday, 7 p.m., Wealthy Theater in Grand Rapids. So, Dominic, tell us just a little bit about your film.
So, essentially, we have our main character has to go to a particular location to save the city, essentially. And then our film is sort of the adventure of trying to get there.
Mm. And that was shot right here in Lansing, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah, a few different locations here in Lansing.
That people would notice? If you're
probably
familiar with the area.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so Midori, tell us what this film's about. There's a big smile on her face.
You said Midori again?
Midori. Damn it.
You can just call me Dory.
He's so possessive of you already.
I know.
I just met you.
Your name's great because it sounds like a Batman villain. It's wonderful.
Just think of the liqueur, the melon liqueur, Midori.
Midori.
Yes.
So Midori, Ivy, tell us what your film's about.
It's basically a really heartwarming yet nasty love story. It's called...
After seeing it, that's a great way to put it. That's honestly a wonderful way to put it.
Yeah, it's called New Year's Kiss, and it'll make you feel all sorts of weird feelings, hopefully.
That's a perfect... Miss Ivy, that's a perfect way to put it. So, Mr. Dan Kofed, do you want to talk about your film?
Absolutely. Although I'm kind of distracted by this new show here. You can't see it if you're listening. It's so shiny. It's got that new show smell still. Oh man, you guys have no idea what you're missing by not being here. Yeah, this is a classy French romance like you will not believe. Wouldn't you say that about sums it up? Class.
That's one way to put it.
Exudes class from every orifice.
I think that's a good way to put it as well. So just to let listeners
violently exuding.
So listeners out there, Friday, you're going to be able to see there's 26 teams that signed up, 24 finished. So pretty incredible. It way more than I honestly thought would. So we're going to have the screening. We're going to show all the finished films that were in on time. And then we're going to have a wonderful awards ceremony. We have some awesome, unique awards that were made by Lansing artist Andrew D. Sandstedt. And then we're going to have an after party that's going to have some food, delicious food catered by the Winchester, which is one of my favorite bars in the state, let alone Grand Rapids. So it's going to be just a wonderful time at Wealthy Theater. You can go to grfilmfestival.com or you can go to rebelpictures.net and look under the news section. So if you do any Facebook searches, you'll be able to find this as well. Before we go to break here and come back with you guys again, what was something from doing the challenge that you really expected going into it and something that you didn't? expect, Dominic?
Well, this is the first time in any project that I've ever done where I would work with another editor. Everything previous, I would edit all by myself and do everything myself. And it was kind of an interesting experience, especially with the communication with the other editor. We were able to get, you know, double the work in the same amount of time. And so, you know, the communication and the fun things that we were able to do from that was something that I've never done before. I never, you know, expected how that was going to end up. So yeah, that was definitely very fun.
What was something fun that happened during the shoot?
Something fun. Well, I wasn't really there throughout the whole entire shooting process, but I do know that we were at one of our locations. It was a far more public location, and there were somewhere off to the side, there were a few people, you know, there was literally like a fight just like 25 feet away from where we were shooting. And we were like, oh my gosh, like this is raw here.
nobody got hurt. No equipment damaged.
No equipment damaged.
Bones heal. Camera lenses don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Fortunately, none of our crew or cast or crew got hurt, but it's quite a interesting thing to see.
I think before I bring it to you guys for your experiences, you know, at the launch event, there was right across the street, Grand Rapids Police Department SWAT team, SWAT van, full gear. I mean, it was pretty nuts. So I think that gave a great energy to all the teams to start off that jumping point of like, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing right now?
Well,
what?
That only explains why one team didn't finish, Michael.
Or maybe they just took in those two teams after. Like, they just walk out, I gave everybody the elements, and then they just put them in the paddy wagon and leave. So I am excited to hear, you know, some highs and lows from your shoot as well.
I don't know what I can say without giving it away, because...
Yeah, I think your film especially, that's a good way to leave before we go to break, is you have to come out and see the films to get the full range of emotion. I think descriptions can sometimes give it away, like I sometimes feel trailers do. So,
oh yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm. I smell the segue.
So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. The Magic Hour with Michael McCallum, Rebel Pictures, Michigan Business Network.